Hey guys, welcome to episode number 22 of Let's Book Talk. Today's episode is a bit different. We're not speaking to an author, we're actually speaking to the owner of an upcoming romance bookstore based here in Orlando, Florida, and that'll be Jane Rodriguez, the owner of the New Romantics bookstore. It'll be the first romance bookstore opening up in Orlando, Florida. We got into how the idea for the bookstore came about, what that whole process entails of opening up a bookstore, and so much more. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode. It was such a great conversation. So without further ado, here's my conversation with Jane Rodriguez. Enjoy. Obviously, if you're starting a bookstore, you have to have a love of reading, a love of books. So if you could start there, how did all of that start for you? What ignited that passion for reading?
Yeah, so I would say that when I was younger, I kind of was always kind of a reader. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed reading like as much as any kid did, I think. And then as I got more into my teenage years, that's kind of where I started to explore a little bit more. And I always say that for me, the catalyst, and I think that a lot of us feel the same way, was Twilight. When I read that book series for the first time, there was just something in it. I couldn't put it down. I have this like such a vivid memory of me like sitting at my desk when I was younger in my room reading and my mom like calling me down. Cause like it was time to eat dinner and I was like, I wasn't even hungry. I was just like, so in the zone of reading the books and like the excitement of like waiting for the new releases. And then the excitement that came with like the movies and all that stuff, like it just completely like changed my relationship with reading. And ever since then, I've just been kind of, it's funny. I say I chased that high.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That Twilight gave me. And, it's so unfortunate that that is something that a lot of people are like judged or shamed for because of like Twilight, because of their own like opinions of it, mm-hmm. when it impacted so many people in so many different ways because it changed reading for them. And I honestly couldn't tell you what it was about that one book series that just completely changed the game for me, but it did. And then from then on, I would say that there has been continued to have been like little like book series catalyst moments that have continued to shape my journey as a reader. Like I always say that 50 Shades was my catalyst into like spicy romance. A Court of Thorns and Roses was my catalyst for like romanticy and my love for that genre. So I think with all of that, in addition to book talk and just the expansion of this book online community completely transformed my way of reading. Like I've always been a romance reader. Mm-hmm. I've tried reading other books and they just don't hit the same. I'm just not as interested in them as other books. Like to me, it definitely always has to have that romance element. And I think as a hopeless romantic, that's kind of what I'm chasing. Mm-hmm. But then with like book talk, it kind of changed my reading from being someone that read maybe like 30 books a year to someone who read 150 books a year. And I entered this sphere where I was watching videos of people saying two words about a book and me being like, okay, like sold. Like, you know, like you don't have to tell me more. Like I trust you. I'm going to read it. Mind you, that has led me astray at times. There have definitely been some book recommendations that I'm like, why was this suggested to me? But then there just have been so many other ones that have just captured my love and continued to capture my love for reading. And it's my favorite way to spend time and just being able to like go into this new fantasy world or imaginary world is just so amazing. And it honestly makes me feel bad for people that aren't readers because like you're missing out on so much.
Yeah. You know, ever since I started reading again, probably around last summer, I got to the point where I really stopped watching TV because mm-hmm. nothing could really hit the world building, the characters, the overall feeling that you get when you're just engrossed in a book. Mm-hmm. And just the ease of access. If you have a series that's already finished, for whatever reason, binging a book for me was just so much more satisfying than binging a series. I don't know if you feel the same way or if you've gone through that as well.
Yeah, definitely. It's just, And especially when it's just a book that you're so into, you know, where, and I can tell you definitely, like, there's been so many books that I've read and I'm like, oh, I can't wait. I'm excited to reread that again. Like, I think Fourth Wing was a really big one for me this past year when it came out. And I like all the hype, I think, is so very much deserved. I loved Fourth Wing. And I think a big reason was because, like, the nostalgia, because it reminded us so much of, like, the books that we would read when we were teenagers, like The Hunger Games and Divergent and all of those things. But, like, I was just turning, like, just such a page turner. And that feels so, like, I feel it in my body, like, how satisfying it is to read a book that makes you feel that way and that you're, like, sad that it's going to end eventually. Like, I feel like I'm chasing that high always. So I'm like, oh, reading just like to see what book is going to be the one that instills that again in me.
Did you also ever want to go the creative route with your love of reading? Like, whether it be writing stories or doing anything like that, or was it always just from the, consumer side of it?
For sure, from the consumer side, and I can tell you right now, I have zero desire to write. I am also, like, I admire authors so much. I always say that they're like my celebrities. And because, like, their ability to put sentences together to form a story and make it make sense blows my mind. Like, I genuinely cannot comprehend how people are able to do that, which, funny enough, I think that this might be an unpopular opinion, but I don't necessarily like to criticize authors on social media for that reason, because I can genuinely, like, admire and, like, I express so much gratitude for the time and energy that they put into creating this piece of work, whether I liked it or not, for it to be a whole book. Like, I really cannot wrap my head around the ability to do that. And I admire that so much in people. So I'm not one to ever want to be like, oh, like, I didn't like this book, like, the writing sucked, or like, these characters didn't go well, or like, whatever critique people have to say about things. Because I'm like, I can't even begin to imagine the amount of work that went into creating this for me to just read it in, because I'm a really fast reader, in like a couple of hours and then just go online and talk badly about it. It doesn't feel right emotionally for me. And I will also say that, like, I never, as someone who wants to have a bookstore, I never want to discourage a reader from reading a book that maybe I didn't like, but could be their favorite book, you know? And I felt this way specifically about Fourth Wing, since we were talking about it earlier. Like, I loved Fourth Wing. It was my favorite read of 2023. It just made me feel so many amazing things. I enjoyed reading it so much. I read for entertainment and fun. I don't look for anything else. And I was scrolling through TikTok and I saw someone just completely tear Fourth Wing up. And that broke my heart a little bit. Like, you're 100% entitled to your opinion, but your words carry so much weight. And unfortunately, like, negativity carries so much weight. Like, I feel like I would need to see 100 positive reviews to undo the work of that one negative review. And that review in itself could have prevented me from picking up Fourth Wing. And that is devastating to think about because I love that book so much, you know? So that's why, like, I will say that I greatly admire authors and their ability to write. I have no desire to ever go down that route.
I feel like you and I had nearly the same exact experience because I'm the same way. I read for entertainment. I'm not trying to read the greatest piece of fiction that's ever been written. Like, that's not my goal. And yeah, I read Fourth Wing, my favorite book of last year. Then I go on TikTok and I see people saying, whatever it may be. And I'm just like, man, did we read the same book? Like, this was just so good. But I mean, that just goes to show everybody has, different tastes, different opinions, which again, like you said, it's totally fine. You're entitled to those. But man, I wish people could like enjoy it the same way that we do. So I want to pivot now to the bookstore. Where did that like how one, how long has that idea been brewing? And what was the thing that kind of pushed you over the edge to say, I'm going to do this?
So I will say that the idea has been brewing as a dream for as long as I could remember. I've always imagined, like, a bookstore space being just like the space that I wanted to be within, as many of us readers do. I think that we all secretly have a dream of opening up a bookstore. And then I remember when I was doing a pivot in my career, because I used to work in higher education in California. And then I became a full-time entrepreneur, which is what I do now, where it's pivoted a lot since then, but I essentially help people start businesses. But I remember having a conversation with my best friend when I was thinking about moving from California back to Florida. And I was like, I think I'm going to open the bookstore. And she knows me so well. I'm very like impulsive and I very much follow my passion, my gut. And she's like, okay, that's like a lot. So let's maybe think about it a little bit before you just like do that. And I was like, oh, fine. Okay. So then I ended up like doing my business and it's been great. And I've always been feeling like something was missing. So when I moved back from California, I moved to Orlando. My whole family is originally from Miami, but I'm not a fan of Miami. So I was like, Orlando is just the perfect place to be, in my opinion, where I'm like close enough to family, but I can still enjoy Orlando. And Orlando is just such an amazing city. And like, this is my forever home. Like, I know that for sure. So I remember there's been a couple of instances, which I feel have just been like nudges from the universe that is just like, you need to do this. The first time was I used to go on these morning walks every day by Baldwin Park. And there was a spot that opened up and I was like, this would be such a cute spot for a bookstore. And I looked into it and it was like a little expensive. I was like, oh no, like whatever, like it's fine. I was just gonna like maybe play around, explore that idea. I drew up like a cute little business plan to just like start thinking about it, but I put it on the back burner, let it go. And I just like kept doing my own thing. And then this past November, I was scrolling on Instagram and I saw that a space had opened up at the Veranda at Thornton Park. And it was this beautiful, like blue house with the numbers 111, which I'm really big on angel numbers. And I was like, this is a sign from the universe. I messaged the property manager. I went to go see the space. And I was like, this would be like the perfect spot for the bookstore. And I explored it, but I was like, oh, like I'm not ready yet. Like I don't even know where to buy books. Like how, at least for a space when I have like no research done, like I just don't. And it's just because I was always playing around with the idea. And I just told myself, I was like, I'm not going to let this opportunity pass me a third time. So that the next time I see a space that I love and opens up, I'm signing that lease no matter what, because I've been able to do all the work. So that was this past November. And luckily it's kind of like lined up in the sense that like, I've kind of changed what I've been doing in my like full-time business. And I just like, don't enjoy it as much as I used to. And I was like, this just feels like the moment, like the perfect time for it. So then I was like, come January, I have a three-phase plan of how I'm going to get the bookstore up and running. I was like, I'm gonna start growing my audience on social media, like telling people that this is happening and kind of use that as accountability to make it happen, which is terrifying and exciting at the same time. Cause now I'm like, I feel like now that I've talked about it so much on social media, I have no other choice but to open it. So it just continues to hold me accountable. And then again, like I've just been doing all of these, all this research. I know where to get books from now. I've worked with vendors. I actually spoke with a real estate person today who's going to help me start looking for spaces. And I appreciate having all this time to like prep, because it very much is an extremely daunting thing. And from like a numbers perspective, honestly, it's really difficult to see. And there's just so much doubt that comes into it too. Like, am I going to be able to sell this many books to reach my goals and all those things? But I'm kind of leaving those for problems for future Jane to worry about. And right now I'm just going to keep moving forward and take things day by day and document this journey as much as I can on social media and like bring people along with me.
You know, well, first off, I have to say, I think it's so funny you mentioned that separation between Miami and Orlando, because my family's in Miami as well. Yeah. I live here and it's like, let's have some separation. It's so true. But what has the response been like so far? Because as I think I mentioned to you offline, that a book club I'm a part of, they shared your TikTok and they're like, oh my God, a new bookstore is opening up in Orlando soon. So like, what is it like to see that reception already of like the excitement building? And does that, like, what's your reaction to that? Is it a little bit of, you know, obviously excitement and, you know, the fact that people are seeing it, but does it ever become a little daunting to say, man, everyone's, like you said, everyone's excited. I have to follow through with this now.
Yeah, it I will honestly say it keeps me going, because I know that I can execute all of these things. Like I literally start businesses for a living. Like that's just what I do. So I have the business background, I have the research, I have the passion, I have the determination, and the excitement that I've gotten from social media, and the response has just been like awe-inspiring, and I am just so grateful for every single person that follows us, for that likes our content, that shares it with other people, that is sharing their excitement, because it continues to make me get excited in moments where I'm like, ah, is this even going to be possible? Like, like some things aren't matching up. So I'm definitely hoping that I am able to continue to grow on social media, and hopefully that excitement online translates to like people actually coming into the store, because that's like another thing that I've been trying to like debate, I guess, is are all of these people that are saying that they're going to come and saying that they're excited, are they actually going to show up when, like I will happily create this space for you all, but I need you all to come to it. So there's definitely some fear around that specifically. But I know that with the novelties of romance bookstores, they're just so unique from other bookstores. And I've been saying that it like romance bookstores are places that people travel to. Like we're probably going to have people from all over the country come visit, which is super exciting, because it's what it is. It's a destination that people go to. And I think that being in Orlando specifically puts us in a really interesting position, because we have so many people from all over the country flying here anyway. So if they can't, if like romance readers from all parts of the world that are coming to go to Disney or go to Universal Studios, if they want to just pop on in at the New Romantics and share their love and support, that will also be amazing. So I think that those are the two things that I'm trying to keep in mind, is that the support online has just been so beautiful and amazing. And I've had so many people volunteer their time and their energy for free, which is amazing, because right now everything that is happening is coming out of my own pocket. Like I don't have a loan, I don't have a lot of savings, so it's all of an investment that I'm putting forward. So people that are donating their time, like I have a couple of girls helping me with social media content. I have an events coordinator that I just brought on that's going to help us create some fundraising events in the Orlando area to start raising funds. I have a photographer that's reached out, like you have reached out. It's just been so amazing, and it very much keeps me going, that I feel like if it wasn't there, everything would feel 10 times scarier, because I'm gonna be like, does no one want this? Like, is this not what, but I know that once I build it, they will come. And that's what I'm telling myself.
No, and I think you're absolutely right because, like, so far it does have that community-driven feel to it. And I think when it's something like that, that is an indication of lasting power for sure. And then, like you said, not only with social media and TikTok and just the overall, like, boom that's happened with reading, and you know, a lot of these authors that are on TikTok, they're doing book signings and whatnot, and that might be another great thing to have at the bookstore as well.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that, definitely.
So I mean, this kind of be a bit of a heavy question, but what would success look like for you?
I very much like community has always been a very big value for me, at the forefront of every single thing that I do. And I really want the New Romantics to be a space where people come and find that community. So I see it not so much from like a financial perspective, because yes, it would be nice to be able to like pay myself a living wage and be able to pay my team a living wage. That's something that's very, very important to me. I want there to be more than enough abundance for that success. But on the other end, I want this to be a space where people come and make friends, where we can host book club events, and there's just an outpouring support of community members coming in to like have these conversations and show up for each other. And so like I see it as like booked out events, because we don't have enough space for all the people that want to come and hang out with us. And constantly having people in the shop, I've been trying to like be okay with the idea of finding a space that doesn't have like a cafe aspect to it just yet, but I really want that. Because I want something that keeps the people in the space and keeps the energy in the space. Like for me, it's so different when I walk into a bookstore and there's like a little coffee shop where I can grab like a tea or like a snack and I can like sit on a couch and like hang out and or like work from there than a bookstore that I would just go in, buy a book and leave. So I really want this to be a community space that people are constantly in. Like I'm not here to spend time by myself. And I've said it too, like I care so deeply and passionate about this store happening that you're gonna have to rip me out of the store. Like I might have a cot in the back because of how often I'm gonna be there. So yeah, I just see that as, you know, a beacon of like love and support within the community and a space that people always want to be at, and a space where people are always talking about and making plans with their friends to go be at, you know?
Has there been any, mentioning the coffee shop attachment to the bookstore? Aside from that, are you modeling the bookstore, in any particular image of maybe another bookstore you went to, or even like a Barnes and Noble, Books a Million, just in terms of the layout and everything, or is this just purely like your own, creativity in designing everything?
Yeah, for sure. So I will say that my biggest like inspiration, I would say, has been the Ripped Bodice, their New York location. I have been blessed enough to be able to go to their California location a couple of times because my brother used to live in California, and then when I lived in California, I would always make sure to stop by. But what they've done with the Ripped Bodice in Brooklyn is one of the most beautiful stores I've ever seen. So that's kind of the vibe that I'm going for. But I also want the space to be able to accommodate events, like book signings, like book club meetings, networking, just like cr whatever kind of event we can host in that space is something that I would like to do. So I'm trying to be really mindful of that as I'm looking for a space. And then also being mindful of how we can grow. So I'm kind of trying to right now to decide like, okay, what is this first initial space going to look like? And how can we make this space be enough for what we need right now, but also have the potential for growth, right? So I've been like going back and forth of like, should we rent a space that's like a standalone building? But then we can't really expand there. So we would have to like move somewhere else if we wanted to expand, or do I find a space that is that has various other spaces near it so that if like another business next to me were to leave, I can like take that space too and kind of expand that way. So these are all the things that keep me up at night that I'm constantly thinking about. But I'm very confident that we're just going to find the space that works for us right now. And if that means that 5, 10 years down the line, we grow into something else, then we grow into something else.
As we wrap up here, I did want to ask, as you're going through this process that I'm sure at times feels pretty overwhelming, just trying to get everything dialed in, what has been the most rewarding part so far?
I think like just I've never been more clear on what I'm meant to do. And I am just so clear on like what my next steps are. So I feel so fulfilled every single day. And I just have such a like timeline in mind of how I want things to happen. And thankfully, things are falling like really greatly into place. There's lots of like risk things that are going to be coming into play because now we're getting to a point of the business where I have to start spending like real money to start making things. So that's terrifying, but it just feels so good. And I am so happy to like wake up every morning and like work on the next thing that I need to work on to make this happen. But yeah.
So the last question I have for you is sort of your ability to talk to the prospective attendee at the bookstore when that opens up. So if somebody is looking for like a new spot to hang out in, whether they're a romance reader or not, and they just want to go to a new bookstore, what would be sort of your pitch to them to go check you out, hopefully in the fall once you guys are open?
Oh, that's a rough one. I'm not sure. So, I think first and foremost, knowing that it's going to be like a an open and welcome space for like all identities, right? That's something that's very important to me, and like that diversity side is very important to me, especially as a Latina. So that I think that the space in itself is just going to be such a beautiful space, and it's just going to have such great energy in it that people are going to want to be in it. But I will also say that for my non-romance readers, a lot of the things that we want to do as a new romantics and like part of our mission and our vision is to create more romance readers in the world. So if we are that like gateway of like introducing you to the world of romance and the amazingness that is the world of romance and the reason why it's the biggest genre in all of publishing and the fastest growing, like we will gladly like walk you through what that looks like and introduce you to some of your new favorite authors and all that stuff. So this is gonna for sure be a no judgment zone. Like we're here to have fun and celebrate one another. And I'm really hoping that that carries through all the work that we do.
Awesome. And if anyone's listening that is unsure about, diving into romance, I'll tell you right now, two of my favorite authors are Emily Henry and Lynn Painter right now. And I'll tell you, just do yourself a favor, read it. I got my brother hooked on those books, so promise you, like, just because it's a romance novel doesn't mean anything. Those stories are fantastic. So please do yourself a favor and read it. Jane, again, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. This was so much fun. If you can tell people where they can find you online, where they can follow your journey of getting this whole thing rolled out here this year, that would be great.
For sure. So you can find us on Instagram and TikTok at The New Romantics Books. And if you have any questions or if you want to like offer your support or services in any way, you can email us at hello@thenewromanticsbooks.com. And we are currently working on our website. So that should be up by the end of March, early April. So you can check that out and learn about more about us there too.
Awesome. All right, guys, you all know what to do. Definitely follow Jane on TikTok. Especially if you're an Orlando resident, like, this should be at the top of your list of things to keep an eye on, because I know day one that is open, I am headed there because I need that environment. I love Barnes and Noble and Books a Million, but the local bookshops are the best. Like, that is just a fact. So, yeah, guys, thank you so much for listening, and we will talk to you all next week.